So according to the Bahag, if you left out one day of the 49, you can no longer count because it's one mitzvah.
And we're choshish for that.
And we're choshish for the Bahag. Now the Chidah writes in his book called Avodas HaKodesh that one should not forget to count Sfiris HaOmer, and why not? Kidei shelo yiu kol berchosav levatola lemafreya. Which means that, let's say you were counting for the first 34 days or whatever, then you missed the 35th day. Right. That's what the Chidah is quoted here as saying. And therefore we can understand very well why a person should be very, very careful about counting all the days and not missing a day. Right? Shelo yashlim sviroso, so yaskel sivlis par bebrocha. And in a case where, you know, there's reason to believe that you won't be able to finish the 49 days, you should not count with a bracha because you don't want to get into a bracha of atola. So he points out here in the paragraph that starts Dalid that the presentation of the Chidah is contradicted by the Ritva. It's against the Ritva in Masechta Chulin. And in the context of this paragraph, he quotes a sefer by a rabbi from London by the name of Rabbi Shraga Feivish Schnebelg. I'm probably not pronouncing it correct, but it sounds like Schnebelg. Schnebelg with a G at the end. And this rabbi writes a book called Shut Shraga Meir. So I have a printout of this tshuva called Shraga Meir. And I'm going to read just a few parts of this tshuva. It's on page 4 of the Mara Makomos, if you have that. But I still want to keep open the overview. And he says here in Os Beis of Simon Lamed Aleph, Guf HaDavar Iyodea Bevadei Shelo Yispar Yom Echad. He says, I want to address this issue about someone who will not count one day, and then he quotes this chidah that if he misses a day, then lemafreya, his bracha is a bracha levatola. And he writes in the next paragraph that he finds in a tshuva Yagel Yaakov that there's a question on the chidah from the Ritva in Chulin. Because the Ritva in Chulin says that if a person washes his hands for achila, for bread, and he made a bracha of al netilas yadayim, and then he decided that he doesn't want to eat bread, so the Ritva says, ein bekach klum, and we're not going to be mechayev him to eat because his bracha was fine. At that time, he meant his intention was to eat bread, and therefore he was chayv in the midst of the Netilas Yadayim, and he made a bracha that was appropriate. What happens later, after he changed his mind, but it's all subsequent to the bracha, is irrelevant. And clearly, the Ritva is against this premise of the Chidah, and therefore if you apply the logic of the Ritva to Sfiris HaOmer, since at night he has to make a bracha, the fact that, okay, later on it turns out that things have changed and he missed a day, that doesn't have any impact retroactively on the valid bracha that he made from the get-go.
Right, it's interesting because I've heard people with this shita, usually women, will say, I'm not going to start counting Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha because I know that I'm going to miss
right
at some point. And of course they're not mechayev.
So it comes out that according to the Ritva, the way this Shraga HaMeir understands it, that's right. It's not an issue.
It's not an issue.
It's not an issue.
I know that my wife was away for 2 days, and I've been reminding her to count. And I said, I bet most of them, they're not going to have, like if I was on a seminar now with men, we would all be counting the Sfirat HaOmer with a bracha, reminding. She said, no, there was nothing. But that's the way I was raised. My father's always been reminding my mother since I was born.
And right.
It's a mitzvah that there are a lot of mitzvahs in it, but I know that's not the issue right now. Okay.
So he writes, because Safti Dumokam Acher Mishut Haradbaz Shekosav Mishakibel Olav Tainis a person accepted upon himself a fast, mivarech anenu arvis v'shachris, afal pi she'efshar shi'ones v'yistar ta'aniso. Even though he might have to break his fast, mikolakom lo nimtza shakron b'tfiloso, even though in his anenu he recited that I am in a fast, and he never completed the fast, it doesn't matter. Why? Because be'osa shah, at that moment, when he recited anenu, shari b'tainis haya. And therefore he says that that's the haskoma of the Rishonim and the Achronim, by and large. And therefore, in the case of a nida who counts Zayin Nikiyim, and the Torah says V'safra Allah, then even if she were to make a bracha, which we don't have that minute, but even if, let's say, theoretically there was a bracha, and you're going to tell me, wait a minute, now she saw Dam, so that's a stira, and it undermines the Zayin Nikiyim, and therefore it should become a bracha levatola mafreya, and therefore let's leave out the bracha. And the Ravaz says that you don't have to assume so. You don't have to assume that since she saw Dam, therefore her bracha becomes a bracha levatola mafreya. So it comes out to the Chidah, who's worried about Sfiris Omer because the bracha would be lamafreya, he would likewise understand very well why a nida who's counting Zayin Nikiyim should not make a bracha on that counting, because it would be a bracha levatola mafreya should she see Dam, and the stira would undermine her bracha lamafreya. And the Radbaz writes that Zeu Lefi Zeh writes Efshal Letareitz Ledaitim Zal Denida Kevon Sherasa Soteres Legamre, and therefore Ein La Nikius Klal. So it could be Enochinami that if she would see, according to this school of thought, which is the Chidah, it would undermine her Nikius of the Zayin Nikium completely. And that's why we have to be careful about the bracha. But Tainis, afal pi shesasar taniso b'osa shah, when he eats before the end of before nightfall, that completely destroys the tainis. But he writes mia tainis mikri, for that segment of the day that he fasted, it is a fast. So the Radbaz wants to suggest that perhaps the case of Tainis, which most Rishonim and Achronim agree that he would say Anenu, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that he would be Soser's Tainis, that might be, and it doesn't contradict the Chidah, that might be because whatever he fasted. Although again, it's not called the Yom Tainis. So based on this analysis of the Radbaz, the Shraga Meir says, "V'imkein achinam v'sfir saomer v'meshech chasra liyom echad v'sfir lo nizbatla mashekvar sofar legamrei." He wants to say that even the Bahag would have to agree that although you messed up the sfira once you left out a day, but that doesn't mean l'mafreya that all the sfira that you counted up until that day is completely null and void, and it's worth nothing, it's batel. No, it's lo batel legamri. It's like the case of Tainis, that even if you break your fast before the end of the day, what you did, and that was meaningful with the kiyum Tainis. Eefshal ahamshich sfiroso. It's true that according to the Bahag, he cannot continue counting, but avol biosa shah, but as far as the counting of whatever days he counted, is Shapir Havi Svira, does have the status of a Svira, Vidome Lamat Litainis, Sheva Osa Shah Havi Tainis, Hokinav Svira. Masha Enkein Gabi Zova Shesoseris Lagamre Al Yudei, then it's meaningless. So honestly, I don't know if I can come up with any, you know, rational understanding of his equation here between the cases of Tainis and Sfiris HaOmer. I would have, if it was up to me, intuitively, I would have classified Svir Sa'omer, according to the Bahag, as the case of Stiras Zayin Nikiyim in the case of Anida of Zava, because what is the Bahag saying? The Bahag is saying that there's only one mitzvah of Svir Sa'omer. It's not 49 separate mitzvahs. And the mitzvah is to count 49 days consecutively. So the mitzvah is made up of a sum total of 49. And therefore it's like...
Why would you make a bracha every day? Why don't you make one bracha?
So maybe that's what the Shraga Meir is saying. I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. That maybe what he's saying is that the very fact that you make a bracha every day means that even according to the Bahag, you know, maybe we could say according to Bahag that there are two dimensions to Sfiras Omer. You know, a brisket Tzvei Dinin. There's one dimension of the Chalos HaMitzvah, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum HaMitzvah says to Bahag, I insist that it depends upon the whole 49. It's all or nothing. Isn't there a football team called the 49ers, or is that just my imagination?
No, they still exist.
What company, what city is it from?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
They still call the 49ers. They did move an hour outside of San Francisco, so people are saying maybe it's too far, they should be called Palo Alto 49ers, but they're still.
And why do they have the name 49ers? Do we know? Does it have anything to do with Sfiras Omer?
No, it has to do with gold. Apparently they discovered gold in that area of the country in
1849. Oh, okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
No. But I would use it as a...
Consider it's one of the biggest, because we studied this, it's one of the biggest, the highest amount of Jews.
Uh-huh.
And the percentage in that area might be the lowest in the world compared to the rest of the Jews there. Meaning you find so many Jews, but so few that are observant.
Oh, boy. But I just want to say
the
different...
The liberal capital of the world.
I just want to suggest that maybe we can borrow the name of 49ers and explain the Bahag, and say that the Bahag defines Sfiras Omer as a team of 49ers, but on the other hand, each member of the team is significant, not as far as the Qiyum, the overall Qiyum, but as far as the Maisa Mitzvah is concerned, meaning every day has to be counted. And in that sense, the sphere of every day is a partial, shall we say, cube. And it's no different than every hour that makes up a full day of tainus. Now, in the next paragraph, he says, "Benidon didan bevada yodea shelo yamshich mitchilas asfir l'chol yimei asfir efshe she'osu lahaskel l'manus bebrocha klal," like the Chidah says. And this also reflects itself in the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Ritz Geos, in Seif Ches, and the Shiboli Aleket, and all the Chuvas HaGaonim, that we want to have Tmimos. Oh, but there is a Shita that Mekayme Tmimos B'Shvue, that if you count weeks, that itself is a kiyum unto itself. The Gemara says in Menacho Samaches that mitzvah lememne yomi u mitzvah lememne shvue. The kol shem mashlim shvue, if he completes all the weeks, that itself is a cheshbin which has a kiyum of shiva shabbosos tmimos tiena. And the Beis Halevi seems to support that approach. So therefore, if he left out a day, although according to the Bahag, he hasn't completed his mitzvah of counting days, because that's the 49ers, you need all 49, but nevertheless, at least he could be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiva, Shabbosos, Tmimos, Tiena, by counting the weeks. And therefore, even though he knows that he's going to miss a day, but nevertheless, as long as he's counting the weeks, and that might mean one of two things. It might mean the beginning of the week, when the, so to speak, when he completed a week, so he counts it as, now it's 3 weeks in the Omer, or it might even be in the middle of the week, when he could say that we're in the middle of the fourth week or so, that also could count, maybe, I don't know. And therefore, Niril Fias Naiti, Sheikhaven Lishma Mi Acher, the Mishnah Berurah advocates that in such a case where you're left out of a day, you should listen to the bracha of someone else. V'im Elo Acher, but there's no one else to make the bracha, efsha she yivarech liatzmo. Then maybe he could make the bracha himself. And even though it's a suffek, and usually we apply the principle of suffek brachos lahakel, to hurak suffek im lo yisfar b'emtza sfir yom echad. But since he's counting shvuei, therefore we can fall back on those shitos that there's a mitzvah kiyum of counting shvuos, of counting the weeks, and therefore he can continue counting with a bracha because of that shita. So therefore it becomes
that's
a speksvik.
That's why we count weeks and days. That's
the... Right, so it becomes a speksvik. First of all, it could be that even if you left out a day, it's not 49ers. It's each one independent. And even if you'll tell me it's 49ers and you need the whole or nothing, but nevertheless there might be a kiyum of counting weeks, and therefore you can make a bracha on the weeks. He quotes here in the last paragraph a tshuva called the Kinas Sofrim, which I'm not sure, you know, who wrote that. And he writes, Mutar Lispar, in such a case you're allowed to count. Vatam ki im hoya kosuv tmimos yiye, mash v'dememes be'inon shiye tmimos, aval kevin t'ksiv tmimos tihiyena, mashma david tzivui al ha'odom, shiyire shiyu tmimos. Sulakach, Bishleim im kvar shachach lispar yom echad im kain kaeis kvar ein biyado lechavin sheyiu tmimos aval madayin lo shachach im kain yachalu lispar and he can be mekayim what it says yiu tmimos tiyenu, which means I want to do whatever I can to make sure that there are tmimos v'umachavin, and he has kavana shemavakish, that he's doing all the work that he can, all the shtadlus that he can, that they should be tmimos, and he shouldn't forget. But if at the end of the day he did forget and he skipped a day, is hulo pasha? We don't consider him some sort of a criminal. He's not guilty of some sort of criminal act. Hu gak shachach bi eno brachal of atola. It's not a brachal of atola because tmimos tiyena, he was able to be mekayim the tmimos tiyena. Now, I wanted to learn with you a tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef, which is Yabia Omer, Chelik Aleph, Yerudea Simichov Aleph, and he writes the following. This is Sif Vav. You have it, it's on page 5.
Yeah.
Hine yesh lahakshos od midin birchas svir sovel lo chayshinon shem yishkach. Why in general do we make a bracha? Maybe he'll forget a night, and that's a serious issue of bracha Livatola, and shichicha shchicha, it's quite common that people forget the Odin. Furthermore, misa shchicha, he might die, so there are a whole bunch of possibilities.
Right, it's true, we can, people that's have a, died in the Sfiratoma before they haven't finished.
Right, that's a pretty sobering thought. And then also he might need surgery and be in a you know,
can't count, right,
he's they put him into a coma state.
Right.
He says with Tzarech Lomar that Sfiris Omer Havi Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So that even in the worst case scenario that he forgets a night or he dies, nevertheless each night is an independent mitzvah. And that's the Sheet of Tosus against the Bahag. But then he points out that we don't paskin like that. Because l'may dekamel and shem shachak v'losof olayla echa b'sviyu somer eino yachol lisfar od b'bracha. In other words, we're choshesh for the bahag sheet, and he cannot continue if he left out a day. V'afilu achi bruchim v'archinen al sviyu somer. We nevertheless make a bracha on sviyu somer. So why not say that just like those who claim that a zava does not recite a bracha on sviyu zayin nikiyu because she might see dam, so to hear, we should say by Sfiris HaOmer, maybe he'll miss a day. So he quotes here, you know, Rav Avadya Yosef is famous for quoting, you know, a myriad of tshuvas. He writes, Ra'isi B'Sefer told us Ze'ev, who says the following. He says, "Ein kavonas atosus sha'af im hayu chazal mesaknim brachal svirus shiva nikiyim v'rosa v'sosa v'brachal v'tola ze eino." So this is fascinating. You remember that we saw the Ritva in Chulin. If he changes his mind about eating bread, that's not called a brachal v'tola l'mafreya. And therefore, right, that was the Ritva. And therefore, in the case of Sfirsa Omer, what are you worried about? That maybe he'll leave out a day, or she'll leave out a day. So what? So it won't be a brachal v'tola mafreya. So why is it that in the case of Nida, in the case of Zava, lo ratzu likva brachal zeh shevetira v'tistar, he says that's for each individual isha. When she implements her mitzvah of sfira of a safra law, she has to worry about the fact that she might see dam and be soser, and therefore on that individual level, she should not make a bracha when she counts. Masha enke b'sfira sa'omer, davi mitzvah klolis lo chashashu. Now what the heck is he saying over here? What do you mean mitzvah klolis? How in the world do you understand that Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah klolis? On the contrary, the Torah says, "Usfartem lachem," and Chazal say in the Sifri, "Shetehe Sfira l'kol echad v'echad." The Magen Avraham Shita says, "I can't even be yotzei with your sphere. I have to make my own sphere and count myself." So I don't know what he means when he says that in the case of Sfiras Nida, that's a mitzvah pratis, where Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah klolis. Now, I understand that everybody's obligated, all the Klal Yisrael is obligated in counting the Omer, but each person is obligated as an individual, as a yachid. So the Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this sefer called Toldos Zev, and he's very happy, very excited about it, but honestly, I have no clue what he's saying. Any ideas, any thoughts?
One second, sorry, I might have to take this one second.
Looking here at his overview, on the bottom of page 2, he quotes the Abia Omer, and then he mentions the fact that Tosus l'shitasa v'chol yom yesh mitzvah sfira, every day is a mitzvah unto itself, and he doesn't mention here in the overview this svara of the Toldos Zev, you know, about the fact that in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, we're talking about a mitzvah klolis. Now, if you take a look on page 6, you'll see that the Mechaber in Simon Samach Beis, with regard to Kriyat Shema, writes, "Afal pisha mitzvah l'dagdek b'yosiyo seha is kara v'lo digdek b'hem yotza." Then he writes, "Yachol l'krosa b'chol lashon," that you can read Kriyat Shema in any language whatsoever. And the question is, does that apply to Sfiras HaOmer as well? First of all, note that the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this by saying...
Wait, so this is a separate question?
Yeah, this is a separate question now.
Did we resolve the first question?
Not yet, but we're hoping to resolve it. Okay. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this and says, "Dafka shemevin bioso lashon." So if you're reciting Kriyat Shema in Spanish, you have to know Spanish. However, he says, "Ksha'anu korin Kriyat Shema b'lashon kodesh." If you're reading Kriyat Shema in the original, then he writes, "Afilum eino mevin alashon yotza." He could be yotzei the mitzvah even if he doesn't know the language. He can't translate the words. And the Dvar Avram, who is the Rav in Kovna, writes in Simon Lamed Dalet, "Hine bipshuto nireh she'ein inyan asfira she'yotzi milos ha'misbar mipiv." In other words, in the case of Kriyat Shema, what is the key of my mitzvah? It's the recitation itself. But in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, the recitation is not the ikar. it's only a means to an end. But really, the kiyum mitzvah essentially is in yona sheyeda v'yuchlat etzlo midas u'behechleid haminyan shu sofer. Basically, the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, is knowing what day you're up to. I mean, again, you express it in words, but the expression in words is only a secondary part of the mitzvah. Ubalavach, if he doesn't understand what he's saying and he doesn't know what day he's counting, lo mikri sfira klal. That's not called a sfira. That is just a kriya, but it's not a sfira. Sfira, by its very essence, requires awareness of what day you're up to and what day you're counting.
One second. Sorry, Rabbi Rosen. Someone just came into the room.
What's the essence of the mitzvah according to the Varavram? It's knowing what number, what day you're up to. Ulafia Nal, he writes that even though with regard to Kriyat Shema, which is a mitzvah of Kriya and Amira, you don't have to know for sure what you're saying, and therefore, if you say it, if you recite it in its original in Lashon Kodesh, even though Afal Pishenu Mevin Yotza. Why? Because it's still considered bichlal kriya v'amira. Avol b'sfira, when it comes to sfira, where the ikar is not the kriya and the amira, but rather havana, that he knows what day he's up to, is therefore, even if he would count in lashon kodesh, if he doesn't know what the words mean, and he has no clue what number we're up to, is therefore he would forfeit the mitzvah.
I agree with that logic, yeah.
The logic is very...
The home is very different than Kriyat Shema, yeah.
It's very powerful.
Diane told the boys and the girls here, says, I'm going to ask you to recite the Kriyat Shema. This is a declaration. I'm asking with the conversion to recite it.
Right.
Right?
But it's more than
just... He's not going to ask them what does it all mean, but...
But he has to ask them what number we're up to. That's what comes out according to Dvar Avram.
Right. Sfirat Omer, he's not going to bother. He's going to ask them just to recite the Kriyat Shema. He just needs the Kriya and the Amir of Kriyat Shema. That's all he needs.
But in Sfirat Omer, he wants to hear what day you're up to. You know?
No, and, when they buy.
And therefore he writes, Umeata, this is in Sif Gimel on the bottom left, Kishaino Mavin Viodas Mispar Midato lo mikri minyan usfira klal. Oh, so therefore he wants to know what happens if a person gets confused and he's not sure if he's up to the second day of the Omer, the third day, the fourth day. Can he count both days mitzad safek? He says benidon didan b'mesupak b'mei asfira b'vadei eno mona shnei yomim misfeka. It would be meaningless to count two different days and two different numbers because of his confusion and his doubt. The Hech Yomar. How can he possibly declare Hayom Shlosha Yomim? And then he's going to say Hayom Arba Yomim. Which one is the right one? You know, is it the third day of the Omer or is it the fourth day of the Omer? And with this, he wants to answer a very famous question. We have what's called Sveka Dioma, right? We have a, at the time that they were Makadesh Alpi Re'ia,
right,
and the word didn't get there on time, then there was a Sveka Dioma, and that's why we hold 2 days of Yontif. So the question is, if there's a Sveka Dioma, then with regard to Sfiras Omer, they should have established two different Sfiras, because we don't know exactly whether the month, you know, was Chaser or Mole. Right? Whether it had...
Is that what they did originally?
He's saying we don't find such a thing. We never found anywhere in any source that there was Sfiras Omer of Sveka Dioma in which you count 2 days mitzad Sofek. And he says the reason is because if you say it's the third day and then you say it's the fourth day, then you've undermined the whole concept of Sfira. Sfira means a definite counting and nothing less will do. And if it's not definite, it's not a Sfira.
It's nice to
hear
Rabbi Meyer.
How are you?
Now let's look at the R Litzion. Do you have that? It's on page 7.
Yeah, there it is.
Would you mind reading it? So I'll just... Yeah.
Kalkan Shehigdil B'Yemei Sfirat HaOmer. person that became a bar mitzvah, I guess, at the time, during the... Right, Uvoy Varshitat Bahag, we get to Tumimut, just for your time. We're going to explain the opinion of the Bahag in terms of the Tumimut, in terms of the fullness or the wholeness. Ubadad Bahag, Nirali, Bet Samach Dalet. Is that B'siyat Nishmaya?
B'siyat Nishmaya.
Leva'er, Bi'or, Chadash, Uliashev Bazeh, Tmiyat HaTosvot Allah. We're going to explain a new thing, and through that we're going to answer the question of Tosfot on it. Yeah, Tosfot in Menachos says, La'achar she'evi'u divrei ha-Bahag. The Tosfot, I guess, in Menachos brought the opinion of the Bahag. She's over, de'im hipsik yom rechad v'lo sabar, shuvein and sofer. That if you miss a day, you do not continue to count with a bracha. Shum divaya t'minimu, because you're missing the follow of the whole thing.
Right.
That it's one mitzvah, and you missed a part of it. Katvu ham Zal, they wrote the Zol Lashana, and that's their language. Tema Gedolahi, it's a big question. It's not possible. I'm not sure what he means, but it's not possible. It seems like this or the Tzim doesn't like the Bahag thing about missing and about not saying the bracha.
Well, Tema like Gedol is Tosfos, so the Arle Tzim wants to defend the Bahag against Tosfos's Tmiya Gedola. In other words, Tosfos couldn't understand, he couldn't tolerate that the Bahag insisted that it's right. One mitzvah 49 days, and the Arle Tzion wants to say that the Bahag never said that, and he never meant that, you know.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, Mashma, we talked to Abraham, Shehevinu Bahag, the Seer, Mirelei, the Chol HaMem Ted Yom, a mitzvah achar aruka, ubeinan ba temimut. Right, according to their words, they understand the Bahag to say that it's one mitzvah and you need to have all 49 in order to get the mitzvah.
Right.
And they were very, amazed in not a good way.
And they rejected it, yeah.
They objected to his words. For the Fiza Nistamku Achronim, the later commentaries were of doubt. Among them, the Minchas Chinuch. What do you do? You become Bar Mitzvah during the Sefirat HaOmer. I'm going to go actually to a Bar Mitzvah next week. So that's an example. Echadin beKatan Shemineh beKat Nuto Kol Yamim Kehogen. What's the law about a Katan that became an adult, right? Became a mitzvah. Should he continue? Now he was counting on a bracha out of chinuch, but now should he continue? Maybe not. There's no way he can continue to count according to that svara. Hachinami bekatan zeh shelo v'dechayi v'ele v'din chinuch bekat nuto lo ma'an yisvirato zo k'leh sheyigdal. It would not help for him to continue to count. Onayma the sof sof tamimut kamin and bayer. Maybe it's still considered tamimut because it doesn't say this, but I imagine because I imagine it's still considered tamimut because he counted every day that he was chayiv.
Or alternatively, because each day is a separate mitzvah.
Or each day because it's a separate mitzvah.
And the day of his bar mitzvah that engenders a whole new independent mitzvah, so he can count from then and on.
The Fianis Daiti, I guess that means.
Right.
The Rosh Hashanah Tosfot Kan Satuma Oni. It's not a favor.
Velo Biru Kavanasa Mate Magdolo. Let's see if we can read this all fast. Okay, Avol Nira. Let's skip to Avol Nira. B'siyata d'shvay liyashiv shitas bahag d'liyolam gam huzal sover d'b'chol yom v'yom mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Bahag never said such a strange thing that you have one mitzvah. Each day is an independent mitzvah. El d'mefaresh l'tmimos d'kro b'yofen acher. Rather, he understands tmimos differently. Usmirle the kavanas tmimos hainu sheyu kolam emtes yom beretzef echad, that there has to be a continuity and one day follows the other. And nimsa, therefore, if on the fifth day of Sfira you remind yourself that, hey, I didn't count yesterday the fourth day, then how could he call the fifth day the fifth day? He skipped from the third to the fifth. is chasev tzifus. He doesn't have a continuity. That's what tmimos means. And therefore, by skipping the fourth day, he really undermined the mitzvah, even though each day is a separate mitzvah. But it's where each day is a separate mitzvah, but it's dependent upon the mitzvah that came the day before it. And that, he says, means that if Lu Yitzur, he forgot the fourth day, if he could only say on the fifth day that yesterday was the fourth day, you know, so we can, so to speak, count 2 days and say, well, today is the fifth day, but yesterday was the fourth, then that would be okay. Ben Afkamini says, le'odom chole, if a person is ill, and he knows that he will have to undergo surgery, and he won't be able to count for one full day, irashoy lahaskil v'lispar b'bracha, can he start counting b'bracha? Or should we say no, that since we know he's going to miss a day, he shouldn't count? And the answer is that according to what we explain, the new pshat in the Bahag, that every day is a mitzvah unto itself, a brand new mitzvah, even according to the Bahag, is l'kuli alma kol laila mitzvah v'nei atzma v'meili yimna meikar b'bracha. V'yachal pishi yodesh ya'alitz lahafsik, even though he knows he's going to have to make a hefsek, okay, that's going to be a problem from then on. In other words, then he messes up the retzifus. But up until that point that he took the surgery, he has retzifus. And therefore he can make a bracha on that retzifus. He says, okay, later on, because of the onus, the overriding circumstances, he's going to have to terminate his sfira. That's okay. But that has nothing to do with the days that he counted beforehand, which maintained a ritzifus. Then he has another nafkamina for a child who became bar mitzvah in the middle of sfira. He says that since he counted all the days up until that point, up until his bar mitzvah, as a katan, then that is enough to maintain the retzifus. Right? Retzifus doesn't mean the retzifus of a spiritual mitzvah, but rather a maisa sphere itself. And that he has.
Very interesting. Right. It's a different cheshbon he brings in. Very interesting.
Very fascinating. And if that be the case, then we really feel that the Bahag got a bad, you know, very bad deal here from Tosis, because he understood the Bahag in a whole different way.
The Oil Tzion is defending the Bahag, saying that the issue is retzifus, not that it's an idea that there's 49 different mitzvahs.
Correct. No, not that it's one mitzvah, Fakir, it's 49 different mitzvahs. But those mitzvahs are interdependent, rather than independent, because you need the Ritzifus. And he brings a raya here in the next paragraph from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in a different context regarding the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, has a suffix about a katan who on the very last day of his katnus, before he became bar mitzvah, he ate kedei sviya. And he recited Birchas HaMazon as a katan, and now with nightfall he became a gadol, and the food in his belly has not yet been digested. Should he now repeat another Birchas HaMazon, because the first Birchas HaMazon that he recited as a katan is not enough for him to be Yotze Eschiv Doraisa of Visavata? Shall we say that the Svi itself generates Eschiv Doraisa Bracha, or shall we say no, you need Achila Begadlus? And he didn't eat the meal when he was a gadol, he ate the meal when he was a katan. And Rabbi Kiveka leaves this question as a tzarech iyun up in the air. And he says, Amai hemet agonz al lesfeko b'chai gavna shebirech beyoso katan. He says, why did he give us a scenario in which he had already made the bracha as a katan? Forget about that. He should have dealt with the following case. A katan ate kedei sviya. He hasn't yet recited Birchas HaMazon. Now he became a gadol. Is he chayav to make the brach at all? Because that which he ate as a katan. And that's not mechayav him as a gadol. Ela vade mashma demishat poshet le. Rabbi Kiveka had no doubts about the fact that in lo birech klal b'katnuso, if he didn't make a bracha of Birkas HaMazon when he was a katan, certainly it was clear to him, Yitztarech Levarach Kshiyag Dil Mimonavshach. Meaning, if the Machayev was set into motion on a katan, which is only a mitzvah derabbanon, so let him fulfill that mitzvah derabbanon. And if, on the other hand, the sviya as a gadol is sufficient to engender a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon Doraisa, we'd have to make Birkas HaMazon on a Doraisa level. The whole question of the Rav Kveger evolves because of the fact that he already benched as a katan. So unless you can establish a mitzvah doraisa, there would be no justification to have him bench a second time. In other words, on the level of the Rabbanon, he certainly fulfilled his mitzvah Rabbanon as a katan. And in the last paragraph he writes, Maskana ledina nira li dekatan shehigdil b'mesfira im safar b'yomim shekodim shehigdil karoi. If he kept up the counting on every day without missing a day before he became a gadol, while he was a katan, is mamshich v'sofer bebracha, he continue in counting with a bracha, even though we're choshish for the bahag, gam v'gadluso, and the reason for that is because he has ritzifus. Even if the counting that he did as a katan was not a counting of a mitzvah, because it was only chinuch, but nevertheless it's enough for counting to maintain the ritzifus, as we call it, a maisa bracha. I just wanted to mention that the author of the Shut Or Litzion is the late Rosh Hashiva Parat Yosef, Rabbi Ben Zion Abba Shol. And it comes out that, again, according to his analysis in the context of the Bahag and the Din of Tmimos, if he misses a day, then that only undermines that which he counted until the point that he left out a day is fine. And the Sfira has to be Ritzufa, so if he left out a day, then we would have to say that Mikanu Lahaba, according to the Bahag, he can no longer count. But again, as we said, according to Rav Abba Shol, each day is an independent mitzvah. So when he counts as a katan, according to Rav Abba Shol, it would seem that counting is certainly enough to maintain that ritzifus of counting. And it fits in very beautifully with the Dvar Avram that we discussed earlier, that sphere means to be aware of what day you're up to. And he writes that Nimtza Sheladas Habahag Mitzad HaMitzvah Chol Yom Yom Yesh Mitzvah Nifredes Lispar Achim Dileg Yom Echad Shuv Ein Zu Sfira. And as we said before, the essence of the mitzvah Sfira Sover is Sfira. Sfira means that there's a continuity of numbers and each day gets its separate number. Therefore each day is predicated on the day before because of its Ritzifus. And if that be the case, we understand very well why the Bahag would agree that every day requires its own bracha insofar as it's a separate independent mitzvah. We also understand that the chisaron of Tmimus, if he left out a day, is mikan lahaba, and therefore, although he cannot continue counting, that which he counted until that point when he's lemafreya, that's not batal, that's a meaningful sfira, and that was continuous. Fine. Now, on page 9, you have a tshuva called Betzel Chachma. And he also has a diun about the Bahag. And I don't know if we'll have time to go through the entire tshuva, but maybe we'll be able to see at least parts of the tshuva. And he says the following: B'din chole im lahazkir lispar sviyu somik shadayin yom imram l'chagashvus. He says chole enosh, he's very, very ill. Uke'es huro matzovo biofen pit'omi ad sharofim is yashu micholyo. They don't give him too much time. And the question is whether or not he should be counting the Omer. Omnam hu bedas tzlula, his mind is still functioning at full capacity. he's davening. But should we remind him to count Svira? Roy v'nochen laskiro sheyispar. U'ulai yose nochen limonam yisei kinim sevur bachronim. Because we are worried about the Bahag sheet if you leave out a day. Then in the next os, he quotes the Chidah in the Avodas HaKodesh that there's no problem of Brachal Vatola Mafreya. In the following paragraph, he quotes Mishnas Yaakov, who writes that Anashim Trudim, the Enam Ispalin in Minyan, Ushriya Shakol Ponim Pamachas, Bimem Tes Yom Yishkechu Milispar, is Haya Rogil, Lomar Shalo Yisperu Bibracha. But the Maskana of the Mishnas Yaakov is Mishi Odea. He has a chazok that he won't be able to complete all 49 days. He should be yotze with the bracha, the shatz, or some other person in the community. He says, the Betzel Chokma says, V'im ki ma ani lahachnis roshi, but lirani yistaiti b'siyat ishmaya, that we can accept those who would say that even if you forget one day, it would not mean that it's brachos all of atolos lemafreya, and therefore he can count with a bracha, not worry about what's going to be later on when he omits a bracha. He says a bracha shetiknu chazal al asfir shal esmod bilvad ein bo graves asherei ein la. He wants to say that the bracha was established on that sphere of yesterday and has no connection to the sphere of tomorrow. It's an independent day. I'll call upon him Pamachas within Tesyom Svura, I'll call upon him Yich, Im Kolze, Yevarcho, Asphira, Bimei. Hayontif Amoed Ubiyom Shachakach calls man Shalosh Shachachu Adain Lispar Vizor Lasos Ad Kamash Efsha Simonim Moilim Kigon Laroch Shaon Maorer. And basically, if I understand the Betzel Chachma correctly, his principle is that as far as the Brach is concerned, even the Bahag would agree that each day has its own bracha, has its own kiyum, independent of the day that comes afterwards. Again, he doesn't mention the concept of Ritzifus, so it's hard to know why, according to the Betzel Chachma, would he completely be undermined and underrail his sphira if he missed a day, according to the Bahag. Why not say each day you're counting that day? And notice on page 8 in the Sefer Mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer, Tmiras Tiyenu Perek Tesim and Lamed Aleph, he mentions the kasha of the Achrodim on the Shita Sabahag. Why do we make a bracha on each night if it's all one mitzvah? And the second kasha is, why make a bracha at all if you might, if there's a good chance, a high likelihood that you might leave out a day? And Hine Shamati, in Sif Beis, he writes that he heard a different explanation of the Bahag. The Bahag admits that each day is a mitzvah unto itself. That's why it requires a separate bracha. Ay, why is him shachach lispar yom echad shuvein emavarech tebchisaran b'maisa b'yetzem maisa asfir sheinena tmimos. The very heft of the maisa sfira requires tmimos, which I think he means requires Ritzifus. He doesn't use that word, but I think that that's probably what he has in mind. And ulefi zegam lebahag ein lomer de butlos sviros lemafreya elagak chisaron besviroso demikan ulahabo. That means that according to Bahag, he cannot continue counting after he left out a day. But up until that day, he certainly had a kiyum and a mitzvah every time he counted. He's giving a mashal where he's up to the eighth day. Hakavanish zeu ayom hashmini shu sofer v'mchisa yom echad ein zu sviroso hashminis. This is not the eighth counting. Ela shvius b'chein kol kayotze. He's really counting the seventh time because he missed the day. And this tzuras hasfira is set into motion and determined by tmimos. Etzem chiv ha-mitzvah havi kol yom v'yom mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'lachem evar kol yom v'lachem gam kein ein lomar di m'chisa nizbar di arata o yivrach z'brach z'latol kol yom v'kai mitzvah b'fnei atzma elo d'mikan u'lahaba lo yuchal shuv levar t'tzuris ha-svir niskalkal v'shuv lo yuchal l'kaima b'shona zu. So I'm not sure if he's quoting Rav Ben Shaul, Rav Abba ben Shaul, Abba Shaul, but it sounds to me like he is. I heard something very similar from my Rebbe, the Rav Zichron Levracha. And he says, Mashmad, me'arishon v'achron de'ivinu kavana sabag v'pshitas dechol hasvira mitzvah achas. The Rishonim and the Achronim seem to have taken the bag at face value, and everything is one sphera. All right, we'll stop here.